Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, we back!
What up? It's not your boy Aunt Live, it's Melody. And welcome to the D420 Show with your host, Aunt Live, our old bitter bastard, Steve Stoner. And all the way from the West Coast, let's not forget, Smoking Joe Rocha. So sit back and get ready. Smoke, smoke to the D420 Show.
What up, Blog Talk Radio? It's Thursday night. It's 9 p.m. It's the D420 Show. Let's rock, baby.
What up? It's your boy Ant Live and Melopee's on the scene.
Melopee's here. Why are you shut down, babe?
I don't know what I did with all my news. You know, lately I haven't gotten, you know, like been, we haven't gotten the strange weed news. We haven't done, you know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about what it really is.
What is it?
Not the same without the old bitter bastard.
Without the old bitterest of the bitter, huh?
He is very missed here in the studio.
Well, he's got to do what he's got to do. We got to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, we haven't done any weed news at all. We haven't done any nigga snicks, crackers, or some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Cracker, nigga spick, or some other shit. And we haven't done nothing. But that was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Even when Steve Stoner was here, he was bullshitting. Wasn't doing no more Eyes on Yous. Wasn't doing no bakes or nothing. Wasn't doing no poems. It's just ridiculous. You know what it was? My energy, my life source was being sucked away by Obama and his ideology. The way he was changing our country. Everything that, you know what it is? It's not even just that. I think it's just everything. I swear, everything is, we're in peril. We're in the last minute. See? I don't even know if anybody knows that they just changed the doomsday clock. They set it up 30 seconds sooner. That's a half minute sooner. So now it ain't even midnight no more. It's like a half a minute to midnight. Or a minute and a half to midnight or some crazy shit like that. And that was all because Trump's in office. And now they're acting like, oh, it's going to be some shit now. You know, because he doesn't believe in climate change. Then we got the little Chinese nigga acting like he want to floss off. When Obama's been letting these motherfuckers, not for nothing. See, this is the funny shit. And a lot of these motherfuckers don't even know. Obama was bombing motherfuckers like a madman. So it's not like, you know, but he was just bombing these ragheads. You know what I'm saying? Instead of fucking with everybody. I don't know, bro. Things have got to change. I got to stop looking at the news and the news feeds and all that shit because all that shit, too. You know, everything is the end of the world as we know it. The end of the world. The world is ending. It's all going to hell. It's not going to be the same. Steve Stoner. Steve Stoner is being slaved out because I don't know what it is with South Florida, man. Well, Florida itself, they don't work these young niggas at all. They slave these old motherfuckers out harder than a motherfucker. I don't get it. I've never seen that type of shit. I don't know. You have a young, capable person who should be hustling their fucking ass and doing they got doing extra. Them niggas be lazy, coming in late, slagging, talking back, giving attitude, showing face, and these niggas stay with a job. Old men's, old women's are fucking running around like slaves. And those are the first motherfuckers cut when they need to cut people. Just fucking ridiculous. This nigga's working two fucking jobs because he's a motherfucking... Oh, we need to start a group, a coalition for Steve Stoner. And like-minded people. People just like Steve. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got the BLM, the Black Lives Matter. We need to have the OFM. You know what I'm saying? Old fucks matter. Because those old fuckers matter. They fucking matter, bro. They some old fuckers, but they matter. And we need to have some kind of coalition. You know, have old... Holy fuck. I almost made myself throw up. You guys know last week was the big feminist march and all that shit because of Donald Trump's inauguration. And these women had their titties out and shit. I was just, I guess it crossed my mind that these old ladies would pull their titties out. And OFM! OFM! Oh, my God. That would be so, oh, fucking disgustingly nasty. Oh, man. What I got here for news? I got everything is weird with Trump and wait, I did have something else. Didn't I have something else? Oh man, but I gotta have some more motherfuckers up in here. You know what? We can get into this one when Smokey gets on the show. Cause y'all boy Jay-Z, he's heartbroken. He upset. The Thug, Hova. The Overlord, your boy's hurting. Trump's the president, your boy's feeling the no love. We wanted people to vote our way. Fuck out of here, nigga. Everybody's got their own opinions and own decisions to make. Ain't nobody running with you fuckers that are already rich talking about, hey, vote for this guy. Why? Because it keeps you rich and me fucking poor? Fuck you. How about I go the other route? How about you guys love this ideology so much? How about we transfer money from your fucking accounts into public accounts, you son of a bitch? You know what I mean? Well, you know, today Smokey hit me up earlier. And we're going to see if maybe we move on the show into a live show over on YouTube. I believe it's GDB TV. We're going to check it out. We're going to see what it's all about. So we're going to move over. I want to change the format up. I got a couple different things that I have that I can start throwing in the mix and get some more things going. So I want to just this blog talk. I don't feel the support behind us for me to do what I want to do because they don't support, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm just not into this blog talk. This blog talk, they jaded me already. A couple times that we had shows shut down on us and get all fucked up, and we still paying the same damn money. It was just, you know, no care or interest into if we were happy with what's going on, you know, their product or their hosting of the show or whatever. I just think it'll be easier for me to, or better for me to move over and we can get something else going somewhere else under the same umbrella. You know what I'm saying? D420 show, and change the time, change the date, maybe even get it live streaming, video, because this is just audio. You know what I'm saying? You know, but then again, it poses the same question again. Is YouTube going to promote it? You know, they have these algorithms and all that shit that pop up to people's homepages that show people, like, you know, new videos is coming through. I mean, we have thousands of, I would say, subscribers. I don't really know. I would say we probably got thousands of subscribers. I'm trying to see how many subscribers we got. Thousand or so. That's what I'm seeing, I think. Where's the place here? Okay, there we go. About 1,300 subscribers. Almost 500,000 views. And this shit right here doesn't even have the show. We have maybe a couple of the shows up on here. And we got a couple of the shows. But man, we did a whole lot more audios than we did video shows. We stopped doing our 420-day shows and all that. Oh, man. You know, I don't know. Maybe it was me getting into the guns, too, that kind of stopped me, slowed me down with all this shit, too. Because I'm going to be honest, man. I'd rather my motherfucking guns than the goddamn weed show and shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit's fun and all that. But I'd rather bear my motherfucking arms. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I can step back from smoking scums. I just enjoy burying my arms. Yeah. A lot of changes going on. Let's see. What we got for news? What else did I have for news? I have written shit, but I don't even know where my paperwork is at. Why is that?
No joke. I don't know where my paperwork is at.
Gumby, damn it. I know I had written down a whole bunch of shit for this week. I don't know where any of my notes is at. Well, I was trying to get my taxes and shit done, and let me just tell you, bro. These motherfuckers, when you ain't white, this shit just don't go right. I'm telling you. It don't never go right with you ain't white. I'm telling you. Whatever the fuck it is I do, the minute they realize I'm a slick nigga, They put the fucking brakes on all my shit. And since when the fuck the IRS wants to go through your goddamn credit? Like, yo, what the fuck? Oh, shit. They is just fucking me over. Nella B, you don't have any news going on, Penny? What's going on? Tell me some news. What's going on? Everybody knows that already. We got a new president. Everybody hates him. ABC wants to own the rights of anything he does on their shows. So if they interview him with those exclusives, you know how they come up with their ABC exclusive interview with the president or whatever, they want to make sure that if you grab their video, they sue you. You know, like if you want to do your blog show, you want to do your little web show or whatever, and show a clip and talk about it or say something about it, they want to start suing people. They want to own his likeness and everything that they have on video. You know what I'm saying? So, like, say if he comes in and he has a crazy shirt, says Make America Great Again or some shit, jacket, and then everybody wants, like SNL and everybody else wants to make comedy of it. You know what I'm saying? They want to be able to have leeway to just stop everybody and make them pay. I don't know. ABC, these motherfuckers are just crazy. I ain't never thought that the media was so crazy until this last year or so. These motherfuckers is ridiculous. What else? What else you hear going on? Nothing. My God. This is ridiculous. There's nothing going on in this world. according to Penny. Let me see. So anyway, what was I talking about with Jay-Z? He was all upset. He was out at the Sundance Music Festival or some shit, where he was being questioned by a couple of, paparazzis and, media folk, if that's what you want to use them, call them. And the minute they asked him about his feelings on Trump, he got all sensitive and like a little bitch and decided to walk off and brush them off and cap his little attitude and flare his big ass nostrils and do all that other bullshit. I don't know what's up with these niggas. These niggas, I don't even know. Oh, did you hear about the fucking... This is just ridiculous. And I mean, come on. Check this out. In the last couple of years, because of your boy Obama, your boy. I know he ain't my boy, so he's your boy. Your boy Obama, okay? In the last couple of years, ever since he had been president, he had been looking for all this gun control and shit. Everything was an issue. If a kid wore a shirt with a gun on the shirt, he gets suspended and it's on the news. A little boy who eats a Pop-Tart in the shape of a pistol, he gets suspended, he's on the news. A little boy brings his toy water gun to school, he gets suspended, he's on the news. Now, we get the most stupidest, dumbest bitch I've ever seen in my life. A Texas high school art teacher who is they're projecting the inauguration speech of Donald Trump in her class. And she pulls out a water gun, shooting at the wall or the chalkboard or whatever it was, screaming, die to Donald Trump. I mean, look, first of all, this bitch needs some dick, okay? Because this bitch is screaming, die. I think if she would have got some dick the night before, she wouldn't have been concerned about shooting the water gun at this fucking dude. At the projector talking about die. Okay? I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, you say you can throw in your 2 cents. Smoke dog!
Yo, said the smoke signals Northern California style. This on the way home, man. What's up, man? How you all doing?
We good, my brother. We are good. I was just talking about, have you heard about the Texas teacher that supposedly pulled out the, not supposedly, that pulled out the water gun on the projector that was projecting the inauguration of Trump's in front of her class saying, die.
Crazy.
So I'm just talking about it because I'm like, obviously, if the bitch would have got some dick, she wouldn't have worried about Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wouldn't have been sitting there talking about die. She would have been there like, my pussy hurt. My shit tingle. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
So
man.
Anyway, what's up, my brother?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting back into town. I went to go visit DJ Ignite and was chilling at his place for a little bit. We cooked up some dabbable stuff for myself. And, just chilling. Went and picked up my son. We're on our way home right now. You know, heading to Highway 101 down to 101 northbound. Yay. What about the Trump 5 days? How many days he's been in office now? He's fucking realigned. He realigned the pipeline, putting up a wall. Well, he's going gung ho now, ain't he?
Yep. He approved the pipeline for the Dakotas. You know, his thinking. And I said this in the very beginning. When he was running, when I told people, I was like, there's certain things about Trump I don't agree with. Like eminent domain and shit like that, I don't agree with. The nigga thinks like that. But his thinking is, that's going to be thousands of jobs. You know what I'm saying? For Americans laying those pipes, laying all that, all doing the pipe work and getting all that shit down, the construction and all that shit. And he's not wrong. It is jobs. Thousands of jobs, as a matter of fucking fact. You know what I'm saying? And they're ready to get the war going. You know what I'm saying? And listen, there's sections that the wall is done beautifully, and then there's sections of just wire gate. You know, the deal is fix the fucking borders if you're gonna do it right, and fix the immigration process. There's got to be a way that you can make it to where you can have a compound right in between both the borders. I mean, Mexican government has to be involved, American government has to be involved, where people who feel they're oppressed in Mexico because of the drug cartels or whatever the fuck, that they can apply for, what is that, political asylum or asylum, you know what I'm saying? And go mm-hmm. into there and live there and make it a town where it's protected. They got security on the Mexican side and on the American side, you know what I'm saying? Which both work together, keep those people safe until the process of all the paperwork and everything goes through. You know, we don't want to stop. We don't want to turn them the fuck back to go get shitted on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can understand people leave because they want to get away from even their own fucking family who are involved in the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they just don't want to be a part of that shit, so they leave to get away from their family even. And to be like, nah, fuck them, they ain't legal, they just need to get the fuck out. Send their masses back. You're sending them back to something that's fucked up that they tried to run away from in the very beginning. So have some type of safe haven where all of their paperwork and everything can go through. That way, when you send them in, shit, they're damn near American citizens already on their way. You know what I mean? They go through the process. You know, you know all this bullshit about government assistance. Why can't we give them government paying jobs? You know, make them work for their money. You understand? If all they do is speak Spanish, well, fuck. That means they could turn around and help paperwork everybody else who's coming in that only speaks Spanish. You know what I'm saying? You train them. You train them to work on the borders. When they're there waiting, you train them to work. Everybody's working there. It's not a slave fucking spot, but it gets everybody at least some type of moving forward experience. That way, when they come into this country with their paperwork ready to become Americans, because they're still going through the, obviously, because they America charges a motherfucking arm, a leg, and a fucking wrist from the other side just to become an American here. It's an expensive, trust me, I know. And so when they come in here, how do you expect them to pay for all that shit? They need lawyers, and the immigration lawyers who rape everybody. They rape everybody. And with those immigration lawyers, you got to do all the paperwork in the court and all the court fees and everything that you got to pay. How do you expect an immigrant that comes in from another country to pay for all that if you're not setting them up for success with a job? You know what I'm saying? You're not setting them up with experience from work. If they were, say, if somebody's at the border complex and they've been there for about, say, 5-6 months, longest they could be. For all that time, they worked in the office there. They learned how to do the filing, the paperwork, and to file paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Like electronically or whatever. You don't think that when they come over here and they're looking for a job, they have more of an option to do whatever they want to do. They can go to the fields and make money daily. They can go to fucking Lowe's or Home Depot and jump on the van. Or they can go to an office and be like, listen, I only speak Spanish, but I know how to do all this. You see what I'm saying?
Suzanne.
I mean, you give them more opportunities. There's more options.
Yeah.
And you stop all this nonsense negativity with everybody talking about, oh, you're just an anti-Mexican, you're an anti-fucking immigrant, and that's not the case. But if we have, it's like this. If I scheduled a party and I have 16 buses coming in, and on the first three buses, everybody getting off those buses is fucking fist fighting, do you think I need all those fucking buses to show up? without making sure everybody else in the rest of the buses are not going to be like these other three fucking buses? You see what I'm saying? The next five buses can be great. They can be old ladies and children. But I got to see them first. I got to make sure. I can't just be like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just let them on in. Let them come to the party. No. Look, my daughter comes to me today. She's like, Daddy, there's a big concert, and I'd like to go to it. So I'm like, who's it? She starts running out these names. I said, this is a nigga concert. This is a nigga concert. I said, nah, I don't know if I can let you go to that shit. She's like, why? I said, niggas don't do shit but fight and fuck shit up. When do they don't? All they do is fight and fuck shit up, nigga. I said, I don't know. I don't know if I can let you go. I was like, you know, it'd be cool if, you know, if there was other people and shit, I'm an artist and shit, I would be like, yeah, cool. But mostly all hip-hop artists, them niggas is stupid. It ain't even the artists. If they're idiots, they go see them. You know what I'm saying? They start smoking weed and drinking and start thinking that these songs is catered to them. And they dumb niggas start acting like the niggas and stuff. And then they get slapped in the mouth, punched in the face, and the shit pop off. I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm not worried about a shootout. But motherfuckers die getting trampled on. You know what I'm saying? Man, I don't know. I don't know. I got to think about that shit. You know? Motherfuckers just do stupid shit. You can't just be like, oh, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna judge them all by the actions of one. Fuck you. I'm not judging them all by the actions of one. But I'm fucking going to be cautious of every fucking body to come after. Because the fucking few idiots that showed themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, I was talking to Stony Baloney.
What's he up to? Working his ass off?
They slaving this old man, dogs. Dogs, I said earlier, I know that Black Lives Matter has a big franchise, but I think we need to start a new one called OFM. Okay? Old Fucks Matter.
Because, Old Fucks Matter.
Yep, Old Fucks Matter. And if they're offended by the word fuck, they can call themselves folks, but they old fucks anyway. Okay? And we need to do that because old fucks matter. Because this nigga, they straight up running. This nigga gets pulled into an office. He's asked a question on product quality. Supposedly, the Haitians in his job think that he does a great job of baking this product. And when they do it, there seems to be a problem. So they think that the machine is messed up and he knows how to fix it. So when he goes into the office, because they want to ask him, you know, they heard you got, you know, you do a great job. They think you know how to set the machine because the way you do it, it works. And when they set the machine, it doesn't work out so right. And he goes, I don't do anything different to the machine. He goes, well, maybe it's the ingredients. He goes, I don't do shit different to the ingredients. He goes, there's two of us that come in and we bust our asses and do the job. We get you your bagels beautiful. He goes, since things changed, what has changed? He said, well, the guy that used to come in with you, we fired him. So, okay. He goes, what else? He goes, we put the Haitian guys on the line. And he said, yeah, there you go. Said the same machine, same bakes and all that. Said it's a matter of people who you had there. So, oh yeah, we appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we think you're a great baker, blah, blah, blah. So, as an appreciation, you know what they did the next day?
Huh.
They cut his hours.
Fucker.
So now, you know what I'm saying? He's working a couple shorter hours, whatever. It's more days, obviously, because he had like 2 or 3 days off with them when he was working with the other one. Now they have him more on working 5 or 6 days, shorter hours, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And, you know, that's why I was like, bro, they're slaving you out, nigga. They trying to put you in the grave, nigga. I said, and the sad shit is, I don't have a fucking remote video camera to get it on the show, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You can't collapse without the D420 show financially benefiting from this shit.
Man.
Okay?
OBB, gotta work.
Hey, what happened? Dogs, you know what I said? You know what I told the nigga? I said the next time you see your boss, you need to really study this nigga's face, bro. Really look at him well. I said, because you don't know, Steve. He's probably the great-grandson of one of the niggas that you wrote down when they got off on the boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, round nose nigga. Red nigga Smith. Nigga John Smith. All right? That nigga, he recognized you, nigga. He recognized your little young ass out there signing these motherfuckers' names in the fucking log. So you better pay attention, bro. Just because you're 1,001 years old, motherfucker, don't mean that niggas don't read the history books.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they slaving them hard. I was like, damn, nigga, is your boss is black? They mad at Trump? You need to wear I'm with her shirt or some shit. Hillary,
okay,
Hillary.
Okay. Old ass man.
Nigga, when I talked to him, his energy even sounded low.
Right.
I said, my nigga, they're killing you, bro. You even sound weak, nigga. Start laughing. I was like, I'm just saying, nigga. Take pictures. I said, take pictures of your bosses and send them to me. In case you die early, I know who to go bust shots at. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I don't know who it is, I don't want to go out there random, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Who in the fuck who rolled that OBB underground?
But yeah, then they'll go across YouTube and find that nigga. Oh, that nigga used to fuck with Spicks. No wonder them niggas did a drive-by. Them niggas just, oh, my God.
Shoot your bagel ass.
You know what I'm saying? Word up. I leave you scooped and toasted. Scooped and toasted. Now, what else was going on? I had news. I don't know where all my news went. Oh, my God. And you heard about Jay-Z was at, I guess, the Sundance music shit. They're interviewing him, and he's promoting his little documentary. And they was like, so, yo, how do you feel about Donald Trump becoming the president? And nigga got caught a hissy fit. Got all upset. You don't want to talk
comment.
No more. He mad.
No comment.
No comment, yo. No comment, yo. That nigga racist, yo. Okay. I think he's just mad that him and his wife are promoting Hillary real hard, and niggas are laughing at them. Straight laughing at him, like, what? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You better change clothes, damn the roll. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. That bullshit. That nigga's crazy.
Man.
What else? I had some other shit. Who else I had? What else I had?
Man.
Cha-cha-cha. I had written down some stuff, but I don't know what I did with my paperwork. I do not recall what I did with my paperwork at all.
I
really don't know. Anyway, so what's going on in your neck of the woods, brother?
Oh, man, you know, this is a Thursday. I went down south a little bit, chilled out, just hung out, talking about what's going on. Next coming year crop, we did some transplanting of some baby bitches, some Bay 11, some GDP Bay 11. Some mothers out there that he's been having for over a year. Now he's getting ready to, he moved, so he has to set up his new house and had these plants that were mothers, and they just went through a hard time during the winter time, and they were surviving. So he had a bunch of little clippings of it. So we're just out there putting them in cups and putting some soil in them. And let them sit out there in the sun. Here it is, January, and they're still going strong.
Right now,
tinkering around on the plant. That's new baby bitches ready for this coming up season.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to find out. I still got to get, because I've been in the middle of a whole bunch of other shit, but I still need to find out who's going to be the first dispensary to open up here in South Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And once I get that information, I'm going to get it out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm still looking, because I haven't heard of any yet. You know, I've already heard at least three people talking about, yo, I got a friend opening up one. I have my boss come to me, say something. I got a friend opening one. So I heard at least three people come to me with that shit. So I'm just waiting now to really get the confirmation of who's going to be the first.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we can start talking about it, maybe even go over there and, you know, I'll go holler at them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd be nothing but interested in being interviewed.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll definitely interview.
And I remembered a couple of people from the shows that I had gone to that were like having smoke shops and stuff. And that were like, hey, we get it legalized over here, we need a shop. And I'm like, yep, you do what you gotta do. I'm gonna be here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be around. So if your shit is right, I'll come to see you. You know what I'm saying? If not, I'm gonna see your shit, nigga. You know?
Mm-hmm. Open up shop. Boom.
Mm-hmm. I know. I should have been already, because I missed when they did the they had a big old, how do you say, when you go and you pay to get trained and shit, but they show you a big seminar. They had a big seminar going on down here on how to put together the paperwork so that you can open up a dispensary and everything. And Mike wanted me to go with him. And I don't remember, something went down, we didn't get a chance to go. And I haven't heard about that yet, but I know most of the people that had done that already got paperwork and shit ready. You know what I'm saying?
That's a ticket, man. Just got to fill out the paperwork and do it. And just go by the steps, you know. It's always something. They want paperwork. They want your name. They want your name. They want your ID.
Yeah, we got to see what's going on now, because, you know, with your boy Trump now in office, he done stepped up the game, you know what I'm saying? He's getting the pipelines going, he's getting the wall going, he's getting jobs going, he's put some freezes on the government from hiring and from doing a couple of things. He put a freeze, but there was this issue going on where Obama, I'm sure, had his dude in Social Security, which is, I don't know what department that the head is of that, but.
Oh, they fucked up Social Security years ago.
Yeah, but what he did this year, he just signed it, but they did a ruling. So Security just changed their rule, one of their rulings. And basically, if you, I said, I don't know, I talked about it last time, if you receive benefits, then you have to make sure you meet the criteria for everything to be good for you. But there's five or four criteria that is going to determine whether if you are a legal gun owner or collector, whether you'll have to give up your firearms if you're deemed, for whatever reason, you need that money in order to get your funds, you'll need to give up your firearms. You know what I'm saying? Your rights to firearms. So basically,
the people who have the 215, you can't have your firearms. You have Social Security, you can't have a firearm. If you're homosexual, you can't have firearms. If you were born on a Tuesday and on an even year, you gotta have firearms. It's getting crazy, man.
Yeah, stupid shit. Yep. But the caveat is, it's like you can have your firearms, but then you won't get these benefits. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, well, you can have, go have your gun, nigga, but you're going to starve to death. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, and Trump can't change it right now because it was set into the rule before he came into the office. But right now, what he did was he put a freeze on everything else. So, Obamacare and all that other shit right now is it's being repealed. You know what I'm saying? So all those people who are acting like, yo, Obamacare is helping them, your bum asses need to go get a job so you can get insurance again. That's it. Or you can actually get insurance without having a job. You just got to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? 20, 30 bucks a month or whatever. I mean, you stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can have insurance if they want it. The problem is that before, companies wouldn't take people with pre-existing problems. Like, why am I taking a motherfucker who's got cancer in the lungs who keeps smoking? You know what I'm saying? I know the nigga's going to die soon. You know what I mean? So if we take his $100 payment a month and he's doing this for $100,000, the nigga's probably going to die within the $5,000 that he paid. You know what I'm saying? It don't benefit them. But remember, if we can get a whole bunch of different fucking insurance companies, because let me tell you, a lot of insurance companies, they closed down. In the very beginning of the Obamacare, a lot of them got money. They got big payoffs in the beginning. They got paid off by the government, number one, and they got paid off by all these people joining, right? But then the subsidies. And what happens is when people, they make these claims, you, like, say the government, when you do your taxes, you claim your kid. That's a subsidy, right? Is that correct, Penny? Right? And so instead of you just getting $700 at the end of the year from what you made, when you claim your kid, you wind up getting $4,000. You know what I'm saying? So what happens is these companies couldn't afford to keep running that shit because Obamacare was working some, you know what I'm saying, was working that shit. Like, listen, we're going to pay up to this amount, and certain people who have these issues will pay less. It was just crazy how Obama was doing the shit and how that whole fucking shit was written out. And a lot of those niggas, they you know, at the beginning they made money, but towards the ending, towards now, they, or before last year or the year before, They wasn't making the money. It wasn't coming out. They were losing more than they were making after. So you can imagine now, if Obamacare is completely thrown to the wayside, you're gonna have new insurance companies that are gonna want to jump in the game. You know what I'm saying? But you just have to regulate them. Regulate them to have to accept people with pre-existing conditions, or they get taxed a higher rate for their, you know what I'm saying, for their business taxes. You feel what I mean? Some shit, because if insurance has to pay out their ass, they ain't gonna do it. If they're gonna get penalized, believe me, they'll follow whatever law or rule that's laid out. So that Obamacare shit needs to go to the garbage. That Jonathan Gruber needs to follow the fucking Obamacare right into the trash. Who else needs to fucking go in the garbage? Pelosi, I hate her. I don't even know why that bitch is still alive. You know why? Because if there's a God, there's a devil, and the devil is keeping her alive. That's what it is. That's what it is, bro. Cause she's such a lying little sack of shite. Just don't like her at all. Yeah. Whew. Man, this week I've been tired all week. I haven't really gotten any good rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I
you won't be getting none tonight either. You made a promise.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna have to go find one of those Those coupons. Remember the coupons in the sex kit? Remember the coupons?
Yeah.
I'm about to give you one of those sex coupons for a re... What is it? A
rain check?
Rain check, yeah.
A rain check?
Yeah, I'm going to have to rain check that shit.
I'm
just fucking beat up. Oh, damn. Can't stop fucking yawning.
No doubt, man.
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to looking for a new place to move the show to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if we can get video, live video too, that'll be nice, bro. You know, I really want to get a space where I can get more people going to. You know, when you tell people to blog talk, some motherfuckers are stupid. It's hard for them to find it. I couldn't find it. I go, like, whatever. But if you tell them YouTube is so easy. Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying? Where to go to YouTube.
Right.
Everybody goes to YouTube. So I'm trying to see because, like I said, man, there's got to be other places to go, man. You know, these niggas, they don't show the love they should be showing. You know what I mean? YouTube and all that, they just right now, I don't know. They're making so much money, they don't really give a fuck about the people who load up on their shit. You know what I'm saying? Blog Talk, you know, them niggas have given us a whole lot of problems. You know what I'm saying? And I hate that shit.
Right.
Because they don't contact you and be like, hey, we apologize for the interruption in service or missing of the shows, whatever, whatever. Them niggas just be like, yeah, hey, you owe us money. Pay. Pay now. Do, nigga, do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this shit, things gotta change in this country for real. For real, for real. Because I don't know if you file taxes, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But the IRS does not have live people. They don't got people who breathe air. Everything is a fucking machine. And let me tell you, I can understand when some of these jihadis run out there and start murdering motherfuckers. If they were on the fucking hold for the IRS or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if they was on hold with immigration or something, I could see them niggas going outside. I love you, Akaba, Akaba. You know what I'm saying? Obama, slobber lick them. You know what I'm saying? Start busting shots because, yo, it's ridiculous. When you can't get a live person, life sucks, bro.
Right.
I'm out of experience, nigga. I spend an hour out of my job, a whole hour, trying to call the IRS and hanging up, slamming the fucking phone, screaming into the fucking receiver, all kinds of shit. And it was an automated fucking phone. You know, it was ridiculous. All right, because the bitch acted like she couldn't understand nothing I said. I said, IRS. She said, okay. Would you like the HESS number? I said, no, bitch. I said, IRS, bitch. I said, hold on a minute. What department are you looking for? I said, fucking income tax, bitch. We'll read you a menu. I was like, bitch, I'm asking you for something, bitch. I hate that shit. I hate it. I swear, if they put me in a study and they put me on an audio with a fucking machine, y'all niggas would be crying. Y'all niggas would be like, this nigga done lost his mind. Because, bro, I was almost damn near ready to pull my hair out. I'm so upset. Ridiculous. Okay. You like the rest? The hash, the rest? I was like, what the fuck is this? Damn it. Well, this weekend should be a good weekend. I'll be seeing Stoner tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have him do a report and leave me paperwork report and have him. He'll report from on location and I'll read his reports every week. I should be like, yo, nigga, who you stalking this week?
Yeah, no doubt, huh? With the eyes on you from OBB.
Oh, she's 16 years old, and she is, boy.
Her mama's pimping her out.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is, but for the last 3 days, I've been watching Chris Henson on fucking How to Catch a Predator shit.
Right.
These niggas come in, I'm crying on these niggas. Like, yo, these, one day I was crying. I was, yo, nigga, I was just so happy. I was like, that's evil, nigga. How the fuck are you so happy? These niggas is crying. I was like, it's hilarious. Nigga, nigga was sitting there. The nigga walked in the house. Little girl slid off. The nigga took every single bit of his clothing off and sat down on the stool waiting for little girl to come out. And here comes Chris Henson.
What are you doing there, sir?
He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, no, what are you doing? He's like, I'm sorry. No, nigga, what are you doing? I'm sorry. There's some other nigga. Some nigga tried to not go in the house. He, like, drove by a couple times. He drove by the house 7 times, so they pulled him over and arrested him. So then the nigga was like, they were like, why didn't you go in the house? He was like, no, because I just thought it was fishy. It felt wrong. And I thought I'd meet the guy from How to Catch a Predator. And he's like, yep, that's what you want.
That's what you're doing, Heidi. Meet me right now.
But yeah, these niggas, and you listen to the chat, these niggas be... They text pictures of their dicks and all that. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I love to catch a nigga trying that shit with my daughter. I love to catch a nigga. Because I'd be texting like, oh, my dad left town. I'm all alone. The front door is open. And I put the dog in the yard. He's chained down, so he can't get at you.
You right?
Come in the house. Go into my father's room. I'll be waiting. Put that shit on a live stream for the D420 show. I'll do a how-to video. I'll be like,
there
how
you
to
go.
Stuff 10 pounds of marijuana up your ass and transport it. Are you guys ready? Normally, we'd compress it. But this asshole looks like he can take it all the way. Penny? Please walk back about 20 feet and come running as hard as you can, Penny. This thing is just ridiculous. One dude, I thought all those niggas got arrested. But apparently, a lot of the shows, these niggas just let the guys walk off. Nothing happened to them, okay?
Right.
So they let this guy walk off, and the very next day, he's out there trying to do the same thing, and they caught him again, and let him walk off again. I said, man.
Yeah. Again, need some help.
He wound up getting killed, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This dude was like, no, I'm sick. I'm sorry. It's just that I'm sick. And he's like, yo, bro. Some girl or some boy's father is not going to hear that shit. Even a motherfucker's mother ain't going to hear that shit, bro. Play at your own risk, though. Play at your own risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so what else is going on? Penny, you got anything going on in your life?
Well, you got to give a shout out to my daughter. She's kind of sad tonight.
Why is she sad?
Her dad's birthday.
So I gotta give her a shout out?
Yeah, just tell her that you love her.
I'll tell her that. I wanna give a big I love you to Brandy and I love you. And you know, you don't gotta feel down because you got a spick daddy around. You know what I'm saying? I may not be the polite, white, great, hype, but I'm okay with spick, right? Don't worry, mama. It ain't never going to change. It ain't never going to get any less. It'll always be harder, but you can always look for your son to get all the love that you want. You know what I'm saying? All right, what else we got going on? What else? You don't know? Well, my cousin's birthday just passed on Sunday, so big shout out to my nigga Bordy. Bordo!
There you go.
HBD, nigga. HBD.
That's the ticket.
What else is going on? Nothing else is going on but the rent, nigga.
Let's see what happens with tomorrow. see what our clown puppet's gonna do tomorrow.
Who's this?
Our president. See what kind of what he's gonna tweet about tomorrow.
We'll see. The Mexican president just said he's building the wall for us. I hear them niggas is rioting in Mexico.
No.
Yeah?
I think so. I don't know. We were kind of watching a little bit today, but I didn't see no riots. I just heard the guy say, no way, man. We ain't paying for it.
We're not paying for it, no way.
We ain't paying for that pinky fence.
We're not paying for that pinky fence from that. My balls are it's all right. It'll get built anyway. The money's already there.
Yeah, just raise our taxes.
We're trying to stop the illegal flow of fucking ragheads from coming in. And anybody who wanna come over here with the MS-13 shit, and bring their ass to the fuck back. Don't need that shit over here neither. All those motherfucking shits. Don't need none of that shit. We got kids to grow up and be fucking smart already, goddammit. The time of our kids being stupid fuck niggas is already past. Look what stupid fuck niggas do all day. Stupid fucking shit. They don't do a goddamn thing. Look what's going on. Look at all these fucking niggas in Chicago. And in Detroit. Every single one of these niggas is rappers. The minute they come out with a good song, they're dead the next day. Like, what the fuck is that about? You know what I'm saying? It's stupid shit.
Yeah.
Because these niggas, they're trapped into that thinking. We don't need that shit. We need strong-minded children. I keep trying to tell my kids, yo, you motherfuckers need to start going into politics, man. Change the fucking laws for us. Fix things for us. You can make shit, make us fucking special one day. God damn it. I mean, I know I'm special. They know I'm special every day, Fanny. You know what I'm saying?
You're my special boy.
Yeah, whatever. I'm mad at you. Get off me. You know you're a traitor. Don't look at me like that. You're a traitor. Get away from me. You know you're a traitor. Just get away from me.
Traitor?
You're a traitor. I don't like people. I don't care for people in front of me. Here you go. You want to drive niggas around.
Oh my God.
And now you want to do shopping for them on Sundays? Like, come on.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to have motherfuckers knocking on the door.
Oh, my God. You are unbelievable.
No. How am I unbelievable? Was I the one fucked up on the fall? Wait a minute. Was I the one fucked up? Stitches on my asshole? Asking a motherfucker, just please don't bother while I'm healing? When the motherfucker couldn't heal that? Couldn't stop that shit? But now that I'm healed, I'm supposed to turn the other cheek?
Smokey. We have been told that lives in front of us, and he has COPD, and he, like, can barely walk without getting out of breath.
Nigga, how the hell did he walk his ass to that apartment then?
By the time he got to my car, he was out of breath. I took him to the little convenience store 2 blocks away so that he could get a couple things, and Anthony's having a fit telling me I'm a traitor.
I'm not having a fit. I'm just letting her know. Don't hug me. You're a traitor, bitch. That's all.
You're just doing that because you don't want to put out tonight because you're tired. You're picking up fights, so you don't have to put out.
You're a traitor, man. This big shall never be in that traitor.
Don't say things you're going to regret.
I'm not putting my penis in a traitor's
trailer. Oh, that goes in any hole. Okay.
But let me just tell you.
Let's write the date down.
Tonight's trench hammer will not be going into your trench, okay?
No problem.
So.
You heard it here first, Smokey.
Smoke. This nigga's been nothing but a pain in the ass, bro. This nigga tried to get my dog thrown out. This nigga was just a pain in the ass. Everything was a hassle. And now, you know what I'm saying, she want to keep on with her. You need something, you know, fuck that. Listen, if you come into a place being cool, then a motherfucker feels inclined to want to be and help you out. You know what I'm saying? When you come into a place like a dickhead, causing all kinds of problems, I'm never going to be inclined to want to help you out. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I am, bro. I come into places, I don't give a fuck if I don't like the nigga. I come into a place, I come in humble. You know what I'm saying? I come in to help out, to not be a burden. You know what I'm saying? Not to fuck around and be a dickhead. But, you know, not everybody's the same, so. I just feel like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I don't got sympathy, yo. I don't have that. I forgot what they call that. There's a psychological word for that. It's man, I can't remember the fucking word. I don't think it's I don't think it's narcissist because I'm not like talking about myself. I just don't have empathy or sympathy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't have sympathy.
You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in that shit. I don't feel that if I dislike you, right, that I should later on feel bad for you for anything. You know what I'm saying? I just don't have that in me. I'm not the type of person that I could be like, people say, oh, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, oh, I hate that bitch, but I didn't want her to go through that. You know what I'm saying? I've never had that. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, nah, I hated that bitch, and who gives a fuck if they went through that? You know what I'm saying? But just, that's the Latino in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that shit. All right, well, listen, it's already 10 o'clock. Let's let Smoke Dog get on his gig because, you know, he's got to work tomorrow night. He had to work tomorrow night. He had to work Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? And he be pulling the all night. Let's let
it's
Smoke
my Friday.
Dog out.
It's my Monday, yep. Sending smoke signals on the West Coast tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to high noon, www.kmecradio.org. Catch you on the flip side from Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight, same channel, www.kmecradio.org. Boom, boom, boom. Peace and love. Bam.
Boom, boom, boom. All right. Mm. I thank my boy Smoke Dog for joining me. I need you out here. I need you. Well, I just go into a rant of politics. I don't know what the hell. So hopefully this is getting out of my system. You know what I'm saying? And I want to thank Nellope. Tomorrow I'll speak to Steve Stoner, see if he wants to leave us a message for the show. And remember, we wanna slide over somewhere else, so we're going to give you guys details. Make sure wherever we go, you can come with us. I want to try to keep all these audios and all these things. I want to try to move them over, at least archive them so that I can have them to refer for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Sure,
right.
We got 300 and fucking... Today's show is like 349 or some shit like that.
Get
down. We got a lot of shows. 349.
Yeah, have a party on 500.
Yep. We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to do that. So let's get the hell up out of here. Love, or what is it? Bud, peace and happiness to everybody. Smoke, smoke. Mm-hmm. Pull them if you got them. Light them up. Light them up. Big shout out to my dogs. Big Smoke and Joe. Appreciate my nigga. Nella P for being down. Your boy alive. It's the D420 show. And we'll catch y'all next week. I'll be talking to Steve Stoner tomorrow, so see if he throws you guys a little bit of his little parting words or a little shout-out. So we'll see what it is.
Right.
All right, let's get the fuck up out of here. Peace.
Peace.
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happiness. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.